Track 6, 4 Team Overload Solutions. On the last track, we discussed the strengths and weaknesses of the analytical teamwork style. The strengths of the analytical were referencing past experiences to make decisions, carefully assess situations, not making hasty decisions, enjoy analyzing all the pieces in the puzzle of a problem, and love organizing and assembling facts and ideas in sequence. What do you define as being overloaded? We've all been there. You have 3 new admissions in one day, all of whom need assessments, care plan development, in time for care plan conference. A member of the state survey team just walked in the front door to do a follow-up inspection regarding your response to deficiencies received. As the surveyor walks past you, a wandering resident who has been combative on occasions confuses you with their sister and starts to yell, "Harriet, why did you leave me in this place? I want to go home!" Under all this pressure, any staff member, whether driver, amiable, expressive, or analytical, probably goes into overload mode, and thus exhibits a behavior specific to their style. On this track, we will observe how each of the styles handle the stress they are given, or what we'll call overload behavior. Overload behavior may include attacking, domineering behavior, compliance, and avoidance. It's helpful to know how your teamwork style reacts under pressure so you can better develop a coping strategy. And clearly, it's important to know how other staff members react under stress to give you a heads up regarding shifting your style to thus facilitate the teamwork process when the other staff member is stressing out, so to speak. First, we'll discuss the driver in overload mode who tends to exhibit domineering behavior. Under stress, the driver becomes even more controlling than before and may seem unaffected by any ideas other than their own. They still won't show much emotion. In fact, they'll show less emotion than normal, but they do display more determination than at times of no stress. If you are a facility staff member who is under the authority of a driver who is in overload mode, ask yourself, do you tend to resent the fact that the driver must have their goals accomplished in their way? Also, the driver's plans to achieve his or her goals can be flawed because the driver, in his or her haste, needs a plan, not necessarily the right plan. They simply need to immediately develop a plan to dissipate the tension created by the uncertainty of having no plan at all. Here's how the other teamwork styles cope with a driver who is feeling overwhelmed or stressed out. As I review each of the 4 teamwork styles for you, in a few moments I will ask you to turn the CD player off and reflect on a driver in your facility, how he or she acts when stressed, and ask yourself, is there a more effective way I could react to his or her behavior? Other drivers may be comfortable with another driver's overload mode only as long as their goals in a project are identical or parallel and support each other. If 2 drivers have different ideas about how a task should be conducted, the result is like having 2 captains fighting over the helm or controls of one ship. How do expressives tend to react to a driver who is feeling overwhelmed? Expressives, though they appreciate the driver's strong-mindedness, resent the unemotional face put on by the driver. However, analyticals and amiables, on the other hand, feel bulldozed by the driver's tactics and are intimidated. Sped up by stress, the driver pushes even harder and faster, and the slower-paced analyticals feel even more stressed. When you hear the musical tone, turn the CD player off and reflect on a driver in your facility, how he or she acts when stressed, and ask yourself, is there a more effective way I could be reacting to his or her behavior that could facilitate more of a team atmosphere in the facility? Secondly, after discussing the domineering, stressed-out driver, let's examine the overload behavior of the expressive. Are you an expressive? Do you consider yourself assertive as well as talkative? The typical overload behavior of the assertive, talkative expressive tends to be attacking. Because the expressive thinking or teamwork style is so people-oriented, it makes sense that they would transfer their stress onto other people, right? Because expressives are emotionally expressive and assertive in a normal, low-stress atmosphere, under stress, the expressive becomes even more emotional and assertive. The expressive may use abusive language, a loud, sometimes shouting voice, and exaggerated, angry gestures. Do you have an expressive in your department who has to hold him or herself back from raising their voice due to stress? As I review each of the 4 teamwork styles for you in a few moments, I will ask you to turn the CD player off and reflect on an expressive in your facility, how he or she acts when stressed, and ask yourself, is there a more effective way I could react to his or her overload behavior? For example, the analytical and the amiable department heads or staff members are typically more afflicted by an expressive's outburst than the driver and another expressive. Also, the less assertive styles of the analytical and the amiable are more delegating in their emotions. When you hear the musical tone, turn the CD player off and reflect on an expressive in your facility. How does he or she act when stressed? Ask yourself, is there a more effective way I could be reacting to this expressive's behavior when he or she is experiencing overload that could facilitate more of a team atmosphere in the facility? In addition to the driver's domination, the expressive's outbursts, the third overload mode behavior is the amiable's compliance. Because amiables prefer to keep relationships intact during periods of low stress, during overload mode, their personality is exaggerated. They work extra hard at appearing cooperative and minimizing interpersonal tension. Many times it is difficult to figure out when an amiable slips into overload mode because the amiable is just as agreeable as ever. To find out if an amiable is in overload mode, the key is to observe their body language. Their tone of voice, facial expression, gestures, and posture are mechanical and seem to have an empty commitment. Another phrase is giving lip service. As I review each of the four teamwork styles for you, in a moment, I will ask you to turn the CD player off and reflect on an amiable in your facility, how he or she acts when stressed, and ask yourself, is there a more effective way I could react to his or her overload behavior? If you are an expressive, expressives dislike the amiable's reaction. Expressives see amiable's insincere, go-along-to-get-along behavior as irritating. Expressives dislike the fact that amiables refuse to disclose their true feelings. Therefore, expressives perceive amiables as being false. As you can imagine, assertive drivers have no patience with an always-nice-to-everyone attitude. However, on the other hand, analyticals understand the attempt of the amiable to keep from stirring things up, but don't believe that people should say what they don't mean. When you hear the musical tone, turn the CD player off and reflect on an amiable in your facility. How does he or she act when stressed? Ask yourself, is there a more effective way I could be reacting to this amiable's behavior when he or she is experiencing overload that could facilitate more of a team atmosphere in the facility? The last type of overload mode we will discuss on this track is avoidance, which is exhibited by the analytical staff member. Like amiables, the analytical prefers to avoid interpersonal tension by emotionally excluding themselves from a situation. Because they are usually reserved, the analytical's behavior becomes extreme. When other staff members talk to an analytical who is feeling overloaded, they may come across as being especially reserved. When you hear the musical tone, turn the CD player off and reflect on an analytical in your facility. How does he or she act when stressed? Ask yourself, is there a more effective way I could be reacting to this analytical's behavior when he or she is experiencing overload that could facilitate more of a team atmosphere in the facility? Now that we have examined each of the four communication or thinking styles of the driver, amiable, expressive, and analyticals regarding how they operate when feeling overloaded, would you agree that building a team spirit in your facility can quickly be eroded when one staff member's overload behavior triggers another staff's overload behavior, until a chain of overload behaviors overwhelms your department and spills over into other departments? If so, you'll be glad to know that the remaining tracks on this 2-CD set provide you with specific techniques that we will call style synchronizations regarding effective ways to synchronize or shift your style of communication and relationship to the other styles of communication in your facility. On the next track, we will examine the dangers of answering the question, is it synchronization or is it manipulation and conformity?